Even though.
Even though.
I lost my rhythm. I don't know where it went. I used to live for this job. And I don't know where it went. And I need it back. Really bad. And sometimes I don't care.
I want it back.
My enthusiasm.
My desire.
To care. I want to feel connected again. What drew me to this work?
In the beginning.
I can't find it. I'm all used up. I need.
I desire.
To replenish.
The part of me.
That still has much to do. Suddenly. It's not making sense. And I deeply. And completely.
Want to love and accept myself.
Anyway. Even though. It's just not making sense. It's just a paycheck. And sometimes that. Doesn't even feel enough. I forgot who I am. And what I'm doing.
And why I'm doing it.
This feels awful. I can't be. Having this.
This midlife crisis.
That's okay.
If you can go buy a Porsche.
But here I am.
Stuck in my job.
And it turned into a job. And I don't know what to do with myself. How to feel being me.
And I want to reconnect.
To that part of me. That was drawn to this work. I've given this work so much. Because it really makes a difference. Where did that part of me go? Wouldn't it be nice? If I could feel whole again. I feel a change coming on.
A big change.
And it's frightening. And I want. To reconnect. For the rest of my time here. Anyway. I deserve.
To do my best job.
And feel good about it. I used to feel good about it. I don't know what happened.
Hike happened.
The election happened.
The election happened.
The holidays happened.
The holidays happened.
The decade before happened.
The decade before happened.
I'm running out of steam. I don't want to be. In the exact same place.
I've always been.
And I don't know. How to get through this transition. If I feel like this. Surely I don't have to feel like this. I want my body.
My spirit.
My mind.
To know.
I'm listening. It has my attention. I will make changes. I want to make changes. But I have a commitment to keep. And I have bills to pay. And I have responsibilities. And homelessness.
Isn't really attractive to me.
So wouldn't it be nice? If all parts of my body. Could work together now. And let me feel. Let me reconnect. To the passion.
The commitment.
The enthusiasm.
That brought me to this work.
In the first place. I want to remember who I am. Before I got so tired.
I want to remember who I am.
Before the job got old. Before I screwed everything up. Before the holidays. Wore me out. All this gigantic change. Throughout the entire world.
The election.
All the chaos.
All the fear.
The economic fear.
I'd like to unconnect.
To all of that. And refocus. On my immediate life. I've been spread too thin.
For too long.
And I need more of me.
In this present moment.
In this present moment. I want to remember.
I want to remember
who I am.
Who I am.
For all this upheaval.
For all this upheaval.
In the world.
In the world.
In our culture.
In our culture.
In our economy.
In our economy.
I want all parts of me.
All parts of me.
To refocus in the present moment.
In the present moment.
I've been living in the past.
In the past.
In the future.
In the future.
For so long. I don't know how to pull it together.
And reconnect.
To the present moment. I can handle. Any minute I'm in. If I could just take. One minute at a time. How hard could it be? I've raised children. I've cleaned the same thing. More times than you can count. And I survived it. This they pay me for. How hard could it be? Wouldn't it be nice? If I could pull all parts of me. Back into the present moment.
And know.
With every fiber of my being. The one thing that's certain. Is everything changes. No matter where I am. I'm not really stuck. This belief. That I am stuck. No longer serves me. I want to remember. I'm making a choice.
And right now.
I'm choosing. To reconnect. To the part of me. That wants to finish this commitment. That wants to make a difference. This part of me.
It's so good at what I do.
What most people can't do. I want to reconnect to that. And remember who I am. Because I get to choose. And I am choosing. To be the best me I can be.
Even as everything.
Is changing.
I want this body to know.
I'm not going to blow it off. And I will make changes. But I need to finish. I desire to finish. I want to finish. It gives me joy to finish. This commitment. No one can do it for me. I want to feel the power of that.
I want to bring myself.
Back into me. And leave all the other stress. Out where it is.
I am enough.
There is enough.
And I deeply.
And completely.
Want to appreciate.
All I have to give. I want to remember. To live in the moment.
To just be me.
It is enough.
Right where I am.
Okay, so show your eyes for a minute if you can. Mm-hmm. Okay, so think of being at work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Picture where we are. All the craziness. Mm-hmm. All the demands. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
There's a lot of tension right back here.
Back of the hat?
Yeah, that I wasn't even aware of. I could just feel it going up and down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though. I'm past done. And I don't know if I can turn it back. Or maybe I can't. All this moving intensity.
This discomfort.
This frustration. This burnt out feeling. Moving up and down.
Back of my neck.
I deeply.
And completely.
Want to feel safe.
In this body.
This discomfort.
This fear.
This resentment.
This tiredness.
What the heck was I thinking?
Giving so many hours.
Of my life. To this job. It won't even miss me.
It won't even miss me.
When it's gone.
Ike showed me.
How things can change. Ike blindsided me. In my career.
And I don't know how to recover.
My perspective changed.
My perspective changed.
I got used up.
I got used up.
And worn out.
And worn out.
And I don't know how to find.
And I don't know how to find.
My way back to me.
My way back to me.
Without this intensity.
Without this intensity.
In the back of my neck.
In the back of my neck.
Is it still in the back of the neck or in your stomach?
Oh, it's moved to my stomach. Okay. It's weird. Maybe it'll go away.
This moving intensity.
This moving intensity.
In my stomach.
In my stomach.
How weird is that?
How weird is that?
Who invited this? To move into this body. This crazy energy.
This crazy energy.
Stress and resentment.
Like blindsided me.
It shifted my perspective. On who I am.
On what I do.
On how I do it. All this fear. All this heat in my chest.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could remember. Who I really am. I deeply.
And completely.
Want to love and accept. All parts of me. I really happened. It threw a wrench. In all my hard work. It undid.
It added to.
Delayed.
Complicated.
Everything. I'm so overwhelmed. This really happened to me. It's been chaos ever since. I can't even catch up. I don't even want to catch up. I have to catch up. All this intense pressure. All this chaos. Really happened to me. All this chaos.
In my heart.
All this intensity. Stuck in my heart. I want to love my work again. At least for a little while. I want to love being me again. All my work.
Was blown off.
Ruined.
Set back.
This really happened to me. It was more than I could bear.
Mentally.
Physically.
Energetically.
Emotionally. It happened. It's over now. I'm not starting from scratch. I only have to handle. One day at a time. They pay me.
Whether I'm redoing the same work.
Or starting from scratch. Or creating something new. My time.
Is valuable.
Whether Ike appreciates it.
Or not.
This really happened to me. It was a shock. It blindsided me. It was more than I could bear. This really happened to me. It's over now. I am safe. Okay, what are you feeling now? Better?
I'm feeling better, but it's still the stomach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm like intensity in the heart.
Next might be somebody else. Yeah. They're probably feeling the same.
Okay, this intensity in my stomach.
This intensity in my stomach.
It's lessening intensity.
In my stomach.
All this anger.
And resentment.
And frustration. In my stomach. Ike really got me. I want to let it go anyway. Crazy things happen in life. This really blindsided me. It just happened.
In such a way.
On top of everything else.
Or at the beginning of everything else.
And I felt off balance. I'm asking all parts of me. To come together now. And release this anxiety.
And this stress.
And all memory of this trauma. This really happened to me. It really was awful. I had no control over it. I had to fix everything. Everybody was uptight. All the intensity. All the added responsibility. All the lost hours. All the doing it over. It was more than I could bear. It really happened to me. It's over now.
It's over now.
I want to feel safe.
I want to feel safe.
In this body.
In this body.
I'm doing the best I can.
I'm doing the best I can.
I want to feel good again.
I want to feel good again.
I still show up for work.
I still show up for work.
I'll continue to show up.
I'll continue to show up.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could feel good about it.
If I could feel good about it.
If I could remember.
If I could remember.
Who I really am.
Who I really am.
Before I can.
Before I kid.
Before the chaos began.
Before the chaos began.
All those lost hours.
All those lost hours.
All that chaos.
All that chaos.
All that backpedaling.
All that backpedaling.
All those people I had to talk to.
All those people I had to talk to.
All the responsibility.
All the responsibility.
I wasn't expecting it.
I wasn't expecting it.
I thought.